Look in the book of Zechariah for a moment while you're standing. I gotta find him myself. Zechariah. We'll find him here, yeah. Because there's a starting I want to start with. A very important night tonight. We're going into a situation tonight where not only the faith that comes by hearing, but you have the spirit of faith and you have most holy faith. And then you have the power gift of faith. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And so I want to deal with that aspect. Just give me a moment. Of faith. Because there are some things that we got to deal with tonight that for the body of Christ. Give me Zechariah. Can you find Zechariah, what number was on? Zechariah 4 and, give me a minute. No, I'm not confused. It just is a spirit realm. Zechariah 4, 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now, that very last statement is very, very important in what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the aspect of the body of Christ, supernatural help cometh. Supernatural help coming. Now, this is an area that is virgin territory, so the Holy Spirit is going to have to unpeel a lot of things to us. Now, the gifts of the Spirit, which is found, you read them sometimes, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 through 11, it gives you the operation of gifts and administration of these supernatural manifestation of God that comes to us to put us in a supernatural position. A lot of time, I was studying just before I left home. A lot of times Jesus was using faith, but he wasn't just using word faith. He was using the gift of faith had come on him. And when he walked on water, he wasn't walking on the water on just faith. The gift of faith came and he's walking on that water. That's a supernatural of faith. And we all have the ability to activate it. So I believe to a large degree, we have been aiming to operate in faith. But we have not let the nine gifts help us to operate in faith. The supernatural word of wisdom. Sometimes when you operate in faith, you need a word of wisdom.
Yes.
In other words, see, Jesus, I know it's the truth because the Bible says in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Why, Jesus had to be anointed. Then in Luke 4:18, Jesus talked about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So a lot of time, when Jesus cursed that fig tree, it wasn't just faith. That special faith that stepped in, he's operating in a gift of faith also. All right, turn to Isaiah 10:27. You sit down in a few minutes. Isaiah 10:27. Supernatural help coming. Know what kind of help we're talking about? Supernatural help, right? That's help from God, right?
Yes, sir.
Also in Isaiah 10:27, now he said, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You see that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn to Exodus 23:25. Exodus 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take.
Amen. All right.
Sickness away from the midst of thee?
Yes, sir.
Who's saying that?
God.
Whoa. You think he lied?
No,
26th verse. There should nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Are y'all hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me give you a prophetic word. You got to listen at the table over to get it. You're not going to be able to write all this down. But this is what the Lord said about tonight. This sickness traffic will not be stopped until health faith is put in place by the body of Christ. It's a traffic. Satan is a satanic traffic. Good God Almighty. Sickness and disease, they are a satanic traffic that only the body of Christ can stop. Only the believers could stop. You need to tap in fully this God-given vision of health. Health is a vision from God. Where there's no vision, the people perish. And the body of Christ have not had health vision. They're always trying to get help. But it's already there. Then he said to me, and I want y'all to hear this, because when I start giving you the outline, you're going to really be ready. Don't put no flowers on cowards. No coward will walk in divine help. Don't put no flowers on coward. No coward will walk in divine help. The church will pull them down with excuses. Because independent decisions have to be made to follow God's instruction. I was telling my wife, we wouldn't be, the church wouldn't be where it was if I listened to a lot of men. I had to make some decisions as God gave it to me. Look in Proverbs chapter 4. You're going to sit down after a while. Stop worrying about sitting down. Proverbs 4:20. You've been sitting down all day. Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4:20. The decision had to be made to follow God's instruction. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my saying. Go ahead to the 21st verse. We'll go on to the 23rd verse. Go to the 21st. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. And verse, next, give me the next verse. Okay, health. How much of their flesh?
All.
Okay, now I'm going to ask a question. Don't get disturbed about the question. But how much of your flesh is healthy? How much of your body is healthy? How many pills you got in your purse? How many appointments you got next month? All right. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. You leave here with something to work with. Now, this actually is a health voice, Joshua 1:8. But if you don't know help is available, you won't use this verse for help. Matter of fact, this is one of the greatest medications for health there is. Meditation. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein, then thou shalt call that way to prosper and have good success. You see that, right? You're in a dark place that is about to be erased. Church. That's a help. Health for us being healthy, living not quantity of life, quality of life.
Yes.
Look to the light that cannot be seen by physical sight. The light for your help will not be seen by physical sight. In other words, your help in a dream or vision or meditation or scripture reading or in prayer time going to be revealed to you. Amen. The next step you should take, but you're going to be, you have to be operating in faith. I will use you to excite so many of my children that will take this flight of my supernatural help. Now, I don't, it's not P-L-A-N. It's P-L-A-N-E, like a jet, like an airplane or something. It is a health flight that belongs to the body of Christ. Healing is designed to be a flight to hell. That must be held in position by health wisdom. Say, everybody say health wisdom.
Health wisdom.
We know very little about that, because we're too much leaning on man's wisdom. Right? No matter what turbulence come your way, always end up in your health destination. Fly high, learn how to abide in my health. Give your body permission to be healthy.
Yes,
and start out on your health mission now. Have you ever gave your body? Oh, talk to me up in here. I mean, this is a reality, isn't it? This is a reality check. Have you ever said, body, it's okay for you to be healthy? And see, you're not going to be able to say it if you don't know it's possible. Because if you're over here in science and you're over here in the system, that's where Satan wants you at. Many of our appetite have become satanic. The first temptation that Satan tried to use against Jesus was an appetite temptation. He told him, turn the rock into bread. And I saw it in the spirit. That's what he had done to the body of Christ at large. He has, I don't want to use that word. No, it ain't sanitized. But he have used things against our health through us. Now, the Bible told me, don't cast pull the swine. Don't cast that was holy unto dog. If you don't want it, you just don't want it. But it's yours. And just because somebody else not get it don't mean you can't have it. All right? God is aiming here to draw some power out of you that other people in the body of Christ may be able to see and hear what happened to your life, that it can happen to their life. All right, let me finish giving you this. Give your body permission to be healthy. I mean, had you ever gave your body permission to be healthy? Just say, you know, body, I'll give you permission to be healthy. No, I know it, because when he told me, I said, oh, no, Jesus, I'm giving my body permission right now. Some of y'all still didn't do it with your trifling self, because you're scared. You don't even know that an apostle talking to you. And as I'm talking, I'm imparting something to you for you to be able to do it. And it's adding on to your life. And you ain't going to be laying in no bed with nobody serving you. You're going to be the server. I don't care who went down wrong. You don't have to go down wrong. You can go. You stay up strong. Fly high. Learn how to abide in my health. Give your body permission to be healthy and start out on your health mission now. Body, I give you permission to be healthy. In the God kind of way. You're being called
to cultivate
a mindset and lifestyle that will always cause you to live the abundant, healthy life. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all ready to go?
Yes, sir.
You shall receive your seed. Turn to Psalm 1. Psalm 1, verse 1. This has to be dealt with because you're going to have to be somewhat independent to walk in health, even in the church. Because there's a lot of people in the church that make fun of Revelation. Because Revelation lets you know there's a whole lot of stuff you don't know. All right? I have no problem with Revelation because I know a whole lot of stuff I don't know. But I want to know. How many of y'all want to know? I'm saying that the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12 going to start working in your life. Now, here's one of the things God said. You will have to separate yourself from hecklers. Hecklers are people who run their mouth, don't know what they're talking about. And when you get into an area of deep movement of the Spirit, they say, oh, good, that ain't going to hurt you. Or you're going to be all right. Everybody go through that. That's what I don't want to go through with everybody going through. No. And so you see here in Psalm 1, he separated himself from hecklers, and he showed you how he did in Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be.
Yes, sir.
Left all them.
Yes, sir.
See it?
Yes, sir.
See, he left them.
That's right.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. See, you got to step out the crowd. And you're not going to step out the crowd without meditation, without revelation, without insight. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, they left voice 1 and 2. You got to leave them.
Yes, sir.
Because if you're going to operate in revelation, if you're going to get manifestation, if you're going to get miracles, signs and wonders in your body, you're going to have to step out from the crowd and leave the hecklers who won't joke. You know, I know the way I preach sometimes, people won't joke about it. I say, well, I'm talking about this, but I don't listen to them. Oh, no. Open the door. Oh, if you're in your car, stop if they're riding with you. Open the door. Tell them I'm going to send Uber. I'm going to send an Uber to pick you up. No, I'm serious. This is that serious because God is bringing, I feel the Holy Ghost, is bringing a help, come on, Jenna, a help anointing up on the body of Christ now. I receive some. $100. Get this down. I want you to get this down. I want you to meditate on this. Health is living on a heavenly level on earth. Health, supernatural health, is living on a heavenly level on earth. You're not going by the status quo. You're not going by what man say can't be done because now you know how to let heaven take your situation over. I don't care, grandma, mama, all of them. We love them all. But right now, you're in a field of revelation, and you got to step in with your faith, and with your faith operating, special faith, it can kick in. Holy faith can kick in. The spirit of faith can kick in, and you'll walk on held water. Because you're almost, to be healthy now is almost like walking on water. Okay. Man, Peter got out of that boat. I ain't getting out of here. I ain't going. Peter, y'all can say what Peter, but Peter walks on that water. You got out the boat.
Yes, he did.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tapping into the revelation of God's health plan. God has a health plan. Turn to Jeremiah 29:11. I use this a lot of times. I'm teaching on wealth when I first got money coming. There's a health plan that God has. So in Jeremiah 29:11, it tells you, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Do you think that God is thinking that he wants you healthy?
Yes.
How much you believe God loves you?
Yes, sir.
Ask Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus had to die. Because God loves you so much.
Yes.
So if God loved you enough to send his son to die for you, and in his dying, your healing and help was in that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't know if I get to it. You know, Matthew 8:11, 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53:5. He's wounded for our transgression.
Yes,
bruised for our iniquity. Chastised our people's on him. With his stripes, we what? Heal.
Yes, sir.
Healing is a part of the gospel, and healing is a part of the word called salvation.
Yes. Yes.
Health is in there.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
You should have gospel health, salvation health, cross health, resurrection health, heaven health. All those health belong to you.
Yes,
but you got to get out the crowd. It almost, like the old folks say, you got to think for yourself.
Yeah.
For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That expected end, what we're talking about now, is to walk in supernatural health that has already been provided for us by God. So you're tapping into a revelation of God's health plan. Not man plan. Because man plan is limited. I've been in pastoring for almost 50 years, I've seen too many times doctors walk to the bed and say, there's nothing else we can do, especially when they tell you, we need to see you in another room. Call you out of the room, call the family. I've been with the family. Go sit at that table. And they're honest. They tried all they knew how, but that's all they could do. Don't wait for that. Let your God take over right now. Yield your faith. Yield your heart. Yield your soul. Yield your body to God right now. Don't just sit around here and come to you've been to Wednesday night Bible study. Let this get on you. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you. Man was in the hospital, they called, and you would talk to my secretary, and they called, and they say he was in the hospital. His wife had called and said he was in the hospital, and he said that he was a lot of pain, and they said they saw a mass, and they believe it was cancer. Carolyn and Montreal and I were sitting in the hall. I said, "Y'all come in agreement with me. They ain't gonna find nothing in the name of Jesus." They called her there, they ain't found nothing. Told the man he can come home. Now that happened over and over again. The doctor think they see something. And they probably was seeing something, but the Holy Ghost made it dismiss.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Jeremiah 33:6. Here's another aspect of this help that you're dealing with. Supernatural help coming. Other words, for supernatural help to come, you listening?
Yes, sir.
We have to have a divine plan. The divine plan has been blocked by man plan. Okay? There's a supernatural divine plan that, I'm going to say it like this, that God has in his hand right now for your body.
Thanks.
I'm talking about everybody who listened to me. All online right here. Don't make no difference how many of y'all are.
Thanks.
God got a supernatural plan.
Yes, sir.
Right on your notes, God has a supernatural plan for my healthy body. for my body to be healthy. Then meditate on that. God has a supernatural plan for my sight, son. He got a supernatural plan. Don't give up. He got a supernatural plan. Oh, you're going to see. Yeah, yeah. Your brother, I'm sitting on my porch. Your brother sold $150,925. I'm sitting on my porch. Send me a check for that side. And so because he's thinking about his SITE site. He got to, he's finna build another structure, another church. But the Lord said, no, this check is for sight and sight. SITE, SIGHT, and then he said, and his brother. That's him right there. So it's I don't know how God gonna do it, but they both got to see. And he don't even know that himself. He said, this check is not just for SIT, the sight that he's going to build. This check is a seed, SIGHT, for his eyes. Holy Spirit, you might want to take note. We're going to read Jeremiah 33:6. Holy Spirit, open my heart to hear and see this properly. See, only the Holy Spirit can bring you to this type of health because there's so much traffic. There's so much traffic in the atmosphere, so much traffic in people's mind about this. People say, I just live with it. I will just live with it. I don't want to just live with nothing God ain't given me. And I don't care what you did it with, I see all y'all healthy. You understand what I'm saying? Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, God help, I'm hearing him telling me this now. God help is wrapped in his love for you. You don't want none of your children sick. You say, you almost give your life for your child. God didn't almost.
Amen.
Look what Jeremiah says. So set your heart. Behold, I will bring it help.
Yes,
and cure. Are y'all hearing this?
Yes,
and I will cure them.
Yes.
And reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. So help is a revelation of God's peace. It's a revelation of God's truth. He said, I'm not gonna permit nobody else to do it. I'm not gonna permit Jeremiah to do it or Ezekiel to do it. I'm gonna do it myself.
Yes.
Say this with me. God, have your way in my body. Right now. Oh boy, you said something just now. I was inspired by the Holy Ghost till you say that.
Yes.
Have your way
in my body,
in your body,
right now.
Let this body that I live in glorify you. You see it? Who with me now? You see it?
Yes, sir.
My goodness, man. We're talking about supernatural health, right? I'll give you these two scriptures. I'll give you this statement. I'll give you two scriptures. I went over both of them already. Meditation and dedication is a must for the walk in health in time like these. Joshua 1:8, Psalm 113. Meditation and dedication to walk in health in a time like this. There's so much advertisement for sickness. And so much erroneous cure. Now, so much people tell you, I can't handle it. Now, mostly they want a person get a statement like that, I can't, nothing else we can do for you, just go and die. Because they lose confidence in God. I've had more than one person tell me that the chemo killed my wife, the cancer didn't kill her, the chemo killed her. That's what I called him, saying it right? Chemo? Now listen very carefully to this. You must learn how to cooperate with health miracles. Health miracles come into your life. He's going to have to. I'm preaching it to you. So health miracles go knock on your door, but they're not going to look real. And they're not going to be normal. And they're not going to be on the level of man. So the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, right? Lean not to your own understanding, right? Not in all your way, and he'll direct your path, right?
Yes.
See, you're going to have to be in that area. God ain't not going to let you do nothing stupid, but I want you to see it again now. You must learn how to cooperate with health miracles. See, health miracles been blocked out by man.
Yes.
Not because man doing something bad, it's because that's all y'all been depending on.
Right.
Or we've been depending on.
That's
God ready to take over. Look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. You must learn how to cooperate with health miracles. Hebrews 2, 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have what?
Heard.
Why? Now, if we don't give honest heed, see y'all sitting here tonight, if you don't give honest heed, you know, I might take these double things off the board. Y'all ain't looking at me. Shut the board down. Get your Bible, your phone, and look at the scripture from now.
Yes, sir.
Then when I'm talking, you need to be looking this way because the anointing, you're missing the anointing. You're looking at a screen. And certain aspect, I think, we rob the anointing with technology sometimes. Because certain surges of the anointing come on me. But when I look out there and five people looking that way, just, see, even a deeper dimension of the spirit falling in here now. So you just go ahead and use your Bible. I'm going to use my Bible. We ought to always be using our Bible. Therefore, ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard.
Yes.
Earnest heed, you see. Let's say at any time we should let them slip. In other words, if we don't pay attention, whatever I'm saying to you tonight, you're going to let it slip.
Yes.
Religiously, regularly, routinely, ritually.
Yes.
But it's revelation.
Yes, it is.
So you have to pause. You're going to have to, because you're going to catch up with it. You're going to be still and know I'm God. And be still, know that I back my servant up. And I'm going, the word he's preaching to you, he's not responsible for making it come to pass. I'm going to make it come to pass, but I need your faith to believe that I'm able to do it. See, I'll be an anointing pick up with that stuff off that board. We're like looking at TV. I'm telling y'all, look at this. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Shut it on. Keep it on. The next voice. For the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and they were, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense or reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great? And that, with that word salvation, I can say hell right there. Yes, thank you. I can say hell right there. Because hell is in the word salvation.
Yes.
Because he paid for it all.
Yes.
Say it, he paid for it all.
Yes.
He paid for my help. God, dog, I'm going to take my help back. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the
Word of God. I announce tonight. I will live in a healthy body. A strong body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, because if you don't partake, my brothers and sisters, if you just participate, and don't partake.
Yeah.
It's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, that's right.
But the Lord is aiming, to everyone under the sound of my voice, he's aiming to send you divine rescue. The wind blowing.
Yes.
The fire burning.
Yes.
And the water falling. No reason that every person under the sound of my voice here and around the world online don't get their health tonight. I'm not just talking about here and get their health because you'll know how to keep it. I'll say something, see, can you get this? Heaven and health are synonymous. Why you tell me you're going to heaven and you can't go to hell? I think heaven is a little more higher than hell. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If your faith can take you to heaven, it doesn't matter. Whatever miracle it take, whatever sign it take, whatever wonder it take, the blood got that covered.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, hopelessness. When it comes down to sickness and disease, to a certain degree, hopelessness has come into the body of Christ.
Yes,
apostolically, pioneer, pathfinding, pace setting, but now there's another aspect of the apostle. He's a planter.
Yes, right.
And so the seed of the revelation of health has been deposited in me to plant it back into the body of Christ. That Satan don't have no sickness that God can't handle. And stop getting ready to die ahead of time. Live. I said live. Just live on. Live on. I don't care what the age is. Just live. Do you follow me?
Yes.
And no matter what the difficulties are, no, what challenges you have, every Goliath has to fall when you know what David knew.
Yes.
I don't have to do that. See, David, what David did, oh my Lord, help me with this. They put all the other stuff on David. And David felt a fear coming on him. And David said, I'll be able to pull this off.
Yeah.
So he pulled all the other stuff off. Now he had nothing but a slingshot. But he was in God's will.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of stuff y'all got to pull off.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to, you saying he fight my battle, but you trying to fight it.
Yeah.
So a whole lot of things. A whole lot of things you got to eradicate out your life. A whole lot of thinking. Whole lot of action you doing, think that gonna do it. You gotta listen to the voice of God so God can tell you what to cut out and what to put on.
Yes.
Y'all didn't hear me, y'all understand what I'm saying? That's the Holy Ghost now. He's talking to us, he said, because we're trying to do it with too much other stuff. And by depending on that stuff, we left a slingshot. If David would have went out with Saul armor on, David would have been dead. And the same with the body of Christ now. We're trying to wear everything to get our healing and health. And here it is right here in this book. God has given it to us. Matter of fact, he said, all the gifts of the Spirit are going to back you up. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning the Spirit, special faith. Working of miracles, gifts of healing, prophecy, divers kind of tongue interpretation. He's going to minister to you in all kind of ways to set your health up.
Yes, sir.
Look at somebody next to you, tell them, I'm alive.
I'm
a fight. I'm fighting. I'm going to live the good life. Healthy life. Wealthy life.
Abundant life.
Start right now. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop talking down to yourself. Stop letting them little pain. Your pain hit you. My wife said, don't talk about that. If you stop quoting the pain, it'll leave. Pain think you love it. You keep talking to me, yeah. Sit down, let me give you a few more words, and then I'm going to close. All right, Hebrews 2:1. Verse 3. Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? See, the health salvation had been neglected, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him.
Yes.
God also bearing them witness. Look at this, verse 4. Here come your help.
Yes,
see, here come my help. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders. They're both plural. With divers miracles is plural, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, plural, according to his own will. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujoo.
Then you have, put in your note, Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus with Nazareth, Holy Ghost, power, and went about doing good and healed all who was present in the devil. Who? Who? Three powerful moves you can make to activate supernatural health. You want to know what they are?
Yes, sir.
Three powerful moves that you can activate supernatural health. You will be surprised. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, Acts. And it shall be given. Seek, and thou shalt find. Knock, and the door will be open. But we have not been asking for help. We've been asking for healing and have not fully been getting that. But those on the sound of my voice tonight, you must hear what God is saying to you. He has you here for a reason. He wants you to hear that. He wants you to have faith for it. He didn't talk, none of us perfect. He ain't looking for no perfect people. But you got the revelation.
Yeah.
And you got to believe, and you got to say some things.
Yeah.
You got to decree some things, and you got to dance sometimes. You got to dance because you're so healthy.
Yes.
You got to look in the mirror and just shake a little bit. You got to, in other words, you got to act it out, baby.
Yeah.
Act like you got it.
Yeah. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Look in the mirror and see yourself being 120.
Yeah.
And just laugh, just laugh. Stop getting ready to die. You got a lot of years of yet.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody hearing me up in here. Very simple. Acts, they should be given. See, look at the eighth voice. What the eighth voice say? Look what the eighth voice say. Let me go to it. He that acts receives. Ooh, my goodness. I'm going to close in a minute. Ooh, my goodness. Seven or so. Action, it should be given to you, seven voice. Seek, and ye shall find. Now, I want to use a word. I pray to God this word penetrate your heart. Personal.
Yes, sir.
Personal. This is something nobody else can do for you. The action is personal.
Yes, sir.
The seeking is personal.
Yes, sir.
And the knocking, because nobody gonna pray for you like you pray for yourself. So don't just sit around waiting on other people to pray for you. You say, Lord, I want to talk to you about this myself.
Yes,
and the Lord love for you to be bold. That's why I say, let us therefore come boldly. Don't come up here like no wimp. Come boldly. Act like you got a right to talk to me. Make a demand on my power. God, you're a good God. I'm expecting you to do something about this. I'm tired of this. I bind this in the name. I break this power in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, get up there. Oh, I got somebody ready now. God, you told me this.
Yes.
Didn't you tell me this?
Yes.
He said, yes, my child. Keep talking. Yes, my child. Come on with it. I'm looking for somebody to own what belongs to them. So from now on, I hear the Spirit of God say, own your health. Own your sight. Own your divine rights.
Come on, Pastor.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
I got a young girl I'm hiring to be trainers for Carol and I, strength trainers, and, you know, keep us going. So she'll come twice a week. I told her, look, now, would you come here with no old folks mind? Because you'll be fired. You know, you ain't here because about no old folks. You here because folks got sense. And I sit down so long. I sit down a thousand hours. I did my exercise, but I sat down thousand, just reading, I sat in a rocker for 6 hours, sometimes eight, sometimes 12, just reading, crying, falling, the book fall, and picking back up. I didn't know I was supposed to get up at least every hour and take a little walk, you know. I do it now, but I didn't know that. I was just reading, man. I did my exercise, but I got 6 hours in the rocker. I ain't the only one been sitting down up in here. Some of y'all sit on them jobs. All they just sit. And listen to this one. I'm going to give you two more. Sit down. Know this profound truth. What I said?
Know this profound truth.
Well, you better hear this. I'm going to give you the scripture in a minute. Know this profound truth. A profound truth. Hell is knocking at your door. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll come in and start with him and he with me. Hell, let me tell you, tell them hell is knocking at their door. Will you please open the door? Will you please, hell is knocking, and then today the doorbell is ringing. Hell is ringing your doorbell on your body saying, let me in because I need somebody to advertise for me. I need somebody to advertise this book. Somebody who take this book as I said, and I want to use them as an agent of advertisement that you can be healthy in the midst of sickness and disease. Why not you? See, don't believe you can't be healthy. See, this DNA thing, that's not your plot. You can change that. You can change DNA with food. You are made to be healthy. God designed your body to keep you healthy all your life. But you got to cooperate with it, children. Ooh. So you got Revelation 3? I know I'll close with this one. Y'all might not sleep tonight, but I'm going to close with it. I need to get one of the cushions after I do this one, but because y'all. Our bodies are in a survival mode because our hearts are not stabilized in the truth of our rights to live in health. Turn to Psalm 139. Our bodies are in a survival mode because our heart are not stabilized in the truth of our rights to live in health. Wow. That's what he's doing now, stabilizing now. Psalm 139.
Thank you.
My goodness. Psalm 139:14. You see that?
Yes, sir.
I will praise thee.
Yes.
For I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Marvelous are thy work, and that my soul knowest right well. My goodness. You know what the greatest blocker of your healing and health? It's not Satan. It's your soul. Satan can use your soul. Your soul, actually, when you see soul, heart, or inner man, you're not talking about your spirit, you're talking about your soul. Satan can't use your spirit. Why? Your spirit greater than him. So what he desires is use your soul and your body. He's advertising that God can't do what he said he'd do. And God expecting his children. The world can't do it. The president, the governors, they can't do it unless they're Christian. But he's relying on us who are kingdom carriers to let it be known that God has not allowed what he said, he'll do it. Are you following me? Come on, Junior, I'm going to close. So Psalm 139, verse 14, 3 John 2, you want on that verse. The system is only such in science for help. Look in Genesis 43 a minute. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, I'm getting it.
I'm getting it.
Your lives are being extended. See, I don't have to prophesy this. There are more. The system going to try, like with COVID, oh, you got something else going to come and try you. I've been getting y'all ready. Now, this ain't being scared. Ain't nothing to be scared about. This is the last day. You just got to be ready, baby. And with a lesson like this, no matter who come along, you just go back to that lesson and listen. And they can't handle you. You ain't no regular person. Jesus Christ. Now, when I read this to you, in Genesis 43, verse 26. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present, which was in their hand, into the house, his brother, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked, Joseph asked them of their welfare. And he said, is your father well? He's talking about his father too, you know.
Yes.
And the boy said, old man, of whom you speak, is he yet alive?
Yes.
Look at verse 28. And they answered, thy servant, our father, is in
good health.
I thought he said, old man, no. In good health, he is yet alive. Now, a lot of people got age on them, but they're not yet alive. I checked on a man the other day. I hadn't seen him in 27 years. He's still alive, but he bedridden for 27 years. I asked the yard man, I said, you know, I've been looking for this man. He says, oh, yeah, he's still alive, but he's been in the bed. He's bed bound. I used to see him go to his mailbox 22 or 23 years ago. I never seen him again go to his mailbox. He's been in the bed 27 years. That's like being dead, you know. And probably never hear a message like this and have hope that he can live again. Brothers and sisters, this message, I can't get rid of or get it all to you tonight, but it's a lot of stuff God trying to get a hold of us with, and I want y'all to use your faith and stop being discouraged about every little thing that come up. right quick. Heaven, holiness, and health is a trinity. We must stop committing health suicide. Keep closing the door on your health. You can't text help. It is personal, in person. You're not going to get it all, but you'll be on tape. Health is not a massive, complicated subject for the Holy Spirit. What you're dealing with, nothing is complicated for the Holy Spirit. Satan wants health to be a secret, never to be told. Satan wants health to be a secret, never to be told. He don't want you to even know it. You must develop a prayerful, pure, and peaceful portals to your health. In other words, opening for your health. Open the gate, open the door, open the one and let your health come in. The truth teller can speak to the people of God like he wants because they have been knocked unconscious of health. The truth teller can't speak to the people of God like he wants because they have been knocked unconscious of health. You can't tell people the truth like I'm preaching here because they don't listen. Because look in Romans 9:1. I tell the truth.
Yes, sir.
And I lie not.
Yes, sir.
My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The truth teller can't speak to the people of God like he wants because they have been knocked unconscious of hell. He said, just a good measure. But they're unconscious of the fact that the truth can undo anything. So sickness and disease in your life is a lie.
Yes.
You're lying to me.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And you got to stop helping him.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Junior.